This is my response to iPadio Media Hub's comments on an audio boo I made. I'll have to read quickly because it's very long. I'm only booing it because then you don't have to read it if you don't want to. But it's probably best if you just go to the actual boo itself and read the comment in the context. Hi, iPadio Media Hub, whoever that may be. No need for drama. I've never said audio boo saved my life, merely that it was more effective in combating agoraphobia than all the cognitive behaviour therapy I've received. This was not in comparison to any other service. It was the first audio app I downloaded for my new phone, having been mugged days before for my HTC mobile. A superb distraction and a very useful memoir in helping me come to terms with mental illness and my own perception of it. I want to listen back in the future and hopefully get some insight into how I experienced recovery with a bit of luck. It's vaguely touching you were moved, though a shame you weren't listening properly. I was not upset by any article, I was simply moderating my social media stream, having realised that despite following three iPadio-related Twitter accounts, all I ever got from them was the world's greatest flog and we're every feature. I simply tired of your general lack of subtlety. I was irritated by a continued pattern of appearing on blogs with extensive, nice blog, yeah, by the way, iPadio does all of that and more. Been doing it ages, we're huge and super resourced, etc. Oh, and of course we stand out from the crowd because we're so bloody ethical it hurts. It irritated me that it's such a consistent and frankly boring banging of the drum. Whenever anyone writes about audiobook generally, I was annoyed with your company's high ground approach to its place in the social media revolution, which I see as one of catch-up. To repeat myself, I don't doubt the noble goal you have of ethical social audio supporting any device. The point is, whilst it's noble, it's not the reason there's a social audio revolution in my reality, however blinkered and selfish a perspective. My excitement at the social audio revolution and definition of it as a revolution is based on loose music, citizen journalism of broadcast quality, communication within society, engaging and empathising with people like never before, as I can actually hear them with audio fidelity, and, most selfishly of all, mostly, the society I'm familiar with, but often distant to. I have no desire to save the world at this stage. I have not accused you of spam, I've accused you of failing to get the social element of social media and providing a sell Twitter stream. Finally, and most seriously from my personal point of view, is your assertion that I'm part of the Audioboo team. To be clear, I'm part of the Audioboo community, nothing more, no less. This is entirely misinformed and laced with insinuation. I'm currently signed off sick with long-term incapacity issues, current prognosis at least 12 months. Your desire to seek agenda in my words is sickening. Let me help you with a few simple facts just so there's no confusion. I recently offered to help answer people's questions on the Audioboo support forum, as I have an in-depth knowledge of the service and its first months. I understand my role to be simply a super user of the service. As a community-focused service, they accepted my offer. In reality, I've been pretty up and down, so I've only answered three posts, not quite the team member you envisage. I run game communities, and have done for 6 years. I also moderate several other forums. What it amounts to is it's very little effort for me to do, something I enjoy, and if you recall, it's severe depression, anxiety and mania I suffer from. As communities are something I have a passion for and derive great pleasure from, this involvement gives me a sense of worth, with no stress or pressure whatsoever. It just means I can lock the odd post once it's been dealt with. This is a common thing in online communities and something I'm sure you could confirm on Google. In the past 4 weeks, since my extremely high-dose medication has stabilised me, I've looked for things to give me a sense of worth, a sense I've lacked since I was struck by illness in June last year. I've contacted many people saying, hey, I fancy doing X, voluntarily, as I enjoy it. This goes for Audioboo, but you may add Tweetercab, Amplify09, Save Our Sounds, Tara Bush, Maff Lewis, William Orbit, Billy Ray Martin, Groove Armada, Circus Space, and several other self-run projects that I have offered time to for no costs for web development related work. I'm extremely grateful to these people, as they've mostly responded very positively to my offer, and it's providing me with a sense of future that someone in my position, recovering from a mental breakdown, really benefits from. So, let's not start banding around misinformation, eh? Your MD, Mark Rock, as you put it, whilst being a perfectly outstanding individual, in my view, is not, and never will be, my MD. My future is uncertain and thoroughly dependent on my work with my psychiatrist and on my own, entirely dependent on me recovering from serious illness. To avoid further assumption, I'm giving you all the info I can. Goodness knows why. Your post is a very typical example of why I get annoyed with iPadio. You're too loud for social media. It's market stall banter and it's out of place. Any future of mine will be self-employed due to other health problems. Check Companies House if you like. PlayServe Limited is my future. I'm its MD. I have been since founding in 2008. My illness makes this the most likely way of ensuring one day I can support my wife better than I could any other way without the inflexibilities of corporate culture. It's currently dormant. I've had a mental